Yeah, dear them friends, we have come to the next item of this mindfulness for young adult session. That is a guided sitting session. May you sit in a comfortable position. You can keep your head straight, keep your neck straight, and your upper half of the body also straight, but not rigid. And your legs are relaxed and bent. Basically, the sitting posture has to make you feel comfortable. See whether you are feeling comfortable. If there are any places not feeling comfortable, if there are any sort of itches or tightness, those places you can little adjust so that you are feeling comfortable, feeling at ease. You can take a deep breath, hold it for a second, and then release. You can now gently close your eyes. Now our eyes are gently closed, and we are not pondering about any particular problem, so that our forehead doesn't show any kind of wrinkles. Lips are gently touching, and facial muscles, facial tissues doesn't have any tension. Again, jaws are not tightly coupled. The whole face feeling quite relaxed. Probably you can keep a slight smile. And your head straight, neck also straight, but not tight. Shoulders in a restful position. Arms may be resting on your lap. Upper half of the body straight, but in a relaxed mood. And you can feel some pressure or weight at your buttocks. And legs are also relaxed and they are bent. Certain parts of the foot touching the ground. See whether you can recognize these basic characteristics of a sitting posture. We are not standing, not lying down, not walking, but comfortably sitting. When someone from a tiresome walk, when he come and sit, he feel quite relaxed. And again, he feel quite comfortable. Because there is nothing much to do, just be. And there are no much intentional work to do. It's a matter of relaxing, befriending with the body. And we can listen to various sounds available in the surround. And we can have an open mind. It is not restricted to something, rather it's open. We have an open mind, open attitude, and again quite receptive mind. We are not rejecting anything. We are ready to accept anything. It may be a sound of a bird, maybe sound of a vehicle, maybe sound of a person. Whatever it is, we are ready to accept, but we are not commenting or talking about it. We simply recognize it is a sound. It is merely a sound. And we simply let it go. So mind is not disturbed. again, the sounds can happen in any direction. So we are keeping kind of a spreaded awareness, pervaded kind of awareness. Various sounds come into the awareness field. We recognize it and simply let it go. They come and go. So we are not bothered. Now we can take a deep breath, hold it for a second, and then release. Now we are trying to keep our attention at the nostril. We allow breathing to happen naturally. And while we are keeping our attention closer to the nostril, we are recognizing in-breath. We are recognizing out-breath. So we are trying to maintain a balance, not allowing the mind to distract, maintaining some effort, at the same time not putting too much effort. The enough effort just to keep the mind, keep the attention. And again it is relaxed, just to recognize the breath. And if still our mind wanders, we can use labeling, naming. When in-breath happens, we name it as in-breath. When out-breath happens, we name it, call it as out-breath. So internally we use this noting. In-breath, out-breath. In-breath, out-breath. So as our mindfulness improves, we are able to maintain our attention very closely for a long time. So many breaths we are able to recognize. Maybe 20 breaths, 30 breaths, 50 breaths, 100 breaths, whatever coming in line. So we are carefully observing. There is nothing to expect. Rather, simply joyfully exploring. So we are having a little bit of curiosity. How this breath happens? Is it happening from left nostril? Is it happening from the right nostril? Or is it using both nostrils? Is it warm? Is it cool? So we are trying to recognize, to understand these very subtle characteristics of the breath. So once the mindfulness is fairly established, we can even recognize how breath begins, how we feel in the middle, and how it ends. And there could even be a little gap. Now, how out-breath starts, how we reach the middle, and how it ends. just before the beginning of next in-breath, there's a little gap. So this cyclical nature of the breathing, we are trying to recognize with a lot of restraint. No movements, no doubts, no drowsiness, no restlessness, no. So with very calm, quiet, examining mind, we are observing different states of the breath. And as a result of this observation, if mind further calms down, if breath disappears, we allow it to calm down. We allow it to disappear. We are not worried about it. We are not frightened about it. Rather, we enjoy the faded breath, disappeared breath. And probably we may feel some itches or sort of rupture, floating experiences. But we are able to recognize them as they are. We are not asking them, wishing them. But once they occur, we are able to observe them. They have the nature to come and go, to arise and pass away. And they are always subjected to change. So these changes are not under my control. So they have their own agenda. I am simply observing with a receptive, curious mind, trying to learn